now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Help, Bubble!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Let us celebrate the festival of the solstice together. For those of us in the Celtic world, it's called Imolc, and we are going to spend the next hour with great music and great crack, the best way to bring on spring. And to celebrate with us, we have Alton and Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore.
Kids, line each later, we'll upon thy home and on. And kids, line again, not a gold, and the stew was killed, as called. But a lush, say down the mummy, and more ye be glad than must be told, as birth our rich would be. In pastel the moth each wrinkling bowing, so walk a share more cool. Ye wish to the rally bronze like grass.
Down my walking cane, I'm going to see my darling Jane and a hog guy, railroad navvy with his hog guy, steady on the jig with a hog guy. Oh, she wants the hog-eyed man. Since I've been gone, a railroad navvy with his sea boots on, and a hog eye, a railroad navvy with his hog eye, steady on the jig with a hog eye. Oh, she wants the hog eye man. If I catch him here with me Sally anymore, well, I'll sting my hook and go to see some more. And a hog eye, a railroad navvy with his hog eye, steady on the jig with a hog eye. Oh, she wants the hog eye man. Oh, he come to the shack where Sally did dwell, and he knocked on the door and he rung her bell.
A Hawkeye, a railroad navvy with his Hawkeye, steady on the jean with a Hawkeye. Oh, she wants the Hawkeye man.
Oh, Sally's in the garden punching duff, and the chicks of her ass go chuff, chuff, chuff.
And a Hawkeye, railroad navvy with his Hawkeye, steady on the jean with a Hawkeye. Oh, she wants the Hawkeye man.
Father is sitting on his knee, kissing at the cellar of Commodus.
In a Hawkeye, a railroad navvy with his Hawkeye, steady on the jig with a Hawkeye. Oh, she wants the Hawkeye man.
Oh, Sally in the garden picking peas, with a little Hawkeye all sitting on her knees.
In a Hawkeye, railroad navvy with his Hawkeye, steady on the jig with a Hawkeye. Oh, she wants the Hawkeye man.
Hey!
Knows there's nothing as attractive as a hog-eye man, is there? Now, here it is, springtime, and if it's spring, can April be far behind? No, because later this hour, you will be hearing from April Virch when our producer, Cal Coate, gets her on the phone to get a chat about her new album, New Part. Now, of course, there's so much new stuff coming up in the spring. Why, Christina and Quinn Bachand, some of our favorite artists, have a new album coming out, and we can hardly wait for that. Here's a little something to tease us along until that new album comes out. It's Banks of Loch Gow.
Thank you. Check 1, 2. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Surely you must be listening to another Celtic sound check. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
April 11th at the Fox Cabaret on Main Street. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival is thrilled to welcome back Balkan, Klezmer, Gypsy Punk, Super Party Band, Lemon Bucket Orchestra with special guests Maz. Tickets available online and by phone at 604-602-9789. The same night, April 11th, at the Rickshaw Theatre, Canadian Celtic punk icons, The Real Mackenzies, are back with their 9th full-length album. Rats in the Burlap is a much-needed breath of boozy fresh air. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-Connection.com and do stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com, calcopyright.com, where you find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists, and ladywholivesdownthelane.com. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and we've got more great Celtic from around the world just for you. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Irish superstar Tommy Tiernan blasts into Canada with his all-new show Out of the Whirlwind, presented by Just for Laughs.
Irish funerals used to be the best of crack, one of the wildest days of your life, if you weren't the dead person inside in the box.
Profound, dark, yet silly and uplifting. Don't miss Tommy Tiernan at the Vogue Theatre April 22nd. Tickets on sale now at the Vogue box office. For details, check Metro News or go to hahaha.com/Tommy.
Hi, this is John Mann from Spirit of the West.
Howdy, this is Hugh McMillan.
Hi, this is Vince Dittrich. You're listening to Knickers in a Knot on AM 1470.
You'll have to excuse me, I am not in my best. I've been gone for a month, I've been drunk since I left. These so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest.
We arrived in December and London was cold. We stayed in the bars along Charing Cross Road. We never saw nothing but brass taps and oak. Kept the shine on the bar with the sleeves of our coats. You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a week, I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. Take me home.
vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest.
Silly old man.
The immortal pillar of English folk music, Richard Thompson and Stony Ground. Before that, an anthem that I swear we heard more than 100 times all across this city in the last couple of weeks with the St. Patrick's Day celebration. Every band in this area plays this song as their closer. It just tears up the house. And yes, we all know the words. It's Spirit of the West and Home for a Rest. Now, you know, I was reading something interesting. Apparently, archaeologists have found a jawbone that sets back the beginning of human development by another 500,000 years. Like, we've been around for a long, long time, but not as long as the more simpler kinds of life. Like, for instance, the tartan amoebas. Here's New Day Dawning.
Thank you. the station. Pack all your songs of love and emigration. Wave goodbye if you were so alive. We'll step into the great unknown. You'll miss the crack, but there's no turning back. When you get there, you won't be alone. So let's go, let's go. Tell them we're all coming over. There'll be no shamrocks and there'll be no holy clovers. It's just a party and we're only getting started. We'll fix your lonely and we'll fix your broken hearted. We're the mighty. The same old story, just a different generation. Traveling people, a familiar situation. We work so hard, if we can get a job, we know that when the day is done. The race at last, to the future and the past, we'll see you to the morning sun. So ride on, ride on. Call them up, tell them we're all coming over. There'll be no shadows and there'll be no fully clovers. It's just a party and we're all getting started. We'll fix your lonely and we'll fix your broken heart. With a mighty.
Have been reading their own press releases. We the Mighty. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, where we present the mightiest of all Celtic music. And you know, it's never too late to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Irish superstar Tommy Tiernan blasts into Canada with his all-new show Out of the Whirlwind, presented by Just for Laughs.
Irish funerals used to be the best of crack. One of the wildest days of your life, if you weren't the dead person inside in the box.
Profound, dark, yet silly and uplifting. Don't miss Tommy Tiernan at the Vogue Theatre April 22nd. Tickets on sale now at the Vogue box office. For details, check Metro News or go to hahaha.com/Tommy.
Hey world, this is Michael Franti.
This is Kanan.
Ho in the dark.
Gogo Bordello.
Hi, I'm Natasha Atlas.
Greetings, this is Daniel Stevens.
Justin Adam.
This is Steve Riley of the Mamu Playboys.
Talvin Singh, you're listening to Free Range Radio.
Steve Berlin.
Cesar Rosas.
We're from Los Lobos and you've discovered music with no borders and no boundaries.
This is Cal Coot. The best artists in the world come home to World Beat Canada Radio. Join me each week for a ride on the global side from worldbeatcanada.com.
One, two, one, two, three, four! Cops and horse back beaming down on the Paddy's Corner town. One for all for one on the feast of Patrick. Finish crying, scally styling. 40 million shades of green to honor Juice and Patrick. Cursing, singing, laughing, lying. Dancing, drinking, loving, dying. To hell with love.
cultures. I see you laugh across the bar. Your eyes are like collapsing stars. All I wanna ask is, would you come dance with me, darling? Don't give it away. Then why not, boys? Just one more the same. The streets are exploding. I'll see you okay if you hold on to me on St. Patrick's Day. Politicians being cool, all the patties out of school. Hey now, baby, don't be cruel on the feast of Patrick. Mother's texting, girlfriend's lying, no deny. You're on the back of a wild stallion, call him dear St. Patrick. Cursing, singing, laughing, lying, dancing, drinking, loving, dying. To hell with hesitation. I've waited for you down the years. Watch that jerk drive you to tears. Now all I wanna ask is, would you come dance with me, darling? Don't give it away. Then while I'm boys, just one more to sing. The streets are exploding. I'll see you okay if you hold on to me on St. Patrick's Day. Line, dancing, drinking, loving, dying. To hell with the begrudges. I see you now across the bar. Your eyes are like collapsing stars. And all I wanna ask is, would you come dance with me, darling? Don't keep it away. Then while that voice just one more to say, the streets are exploding. I'll see you okay if you hold on to me on St. Patrick's Dance with me, darling. Don't give it away. Let him boys in the Bronx just one more to say. The streets are exploding. I'll see you okay if you hold on to me on St. Patrick's. I'll love you forever on St. Patrick's if you hold on to me on St. Patrick's Day.
It's just like one of those tragic Irish ballads. Black 47, Where Have You Gone, My Darling Boys? That is from their last album, Last Call, and St. Patrick's Day. But we have to look forward because it's the dawning of a new time. And we have April right here. April Virch.
10 albums into a celebrated music career seems like a good place to revisit your roots. For April Virch, that means going back to the new part. You know, it's not an oxymoron. It's a room that became the creative wellspring for the Virch family. April Virch is on the line to set the scene between the walls of the new part. Congratulations on the album, April.
Thank you so much.
Where have I caught up with you on the new part tour? I guess you're not on the road right now, right?
Just between gigs, actually. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina.
The concept of an addition onto the family home being dubbed the new part, I think, rings familiar to a lot of Canadians, especially when you describe the 70s shag carpeting. You know it's dated, but it will forever be the new part, right?
Exactly.
So tell me more about the room.
Well, it was built the year I was born. And like you say, these rooms kind of have the same name, but to me, they're what the parlor might have been back in the day.
Right.
The room that's not used absolutely every day, but for sort of special occasions, which means that it holds a lot of special memories. Whether it was where my dad practiced with his country band when I was a little girl, it's where the parties took place, the jam sessions, that kind of thing. So it was full of music, and it was also where I spent many hours practicing, because it was at the other end of the house from the kitchen where my mom was most of the time.
So, April, whereabouts in the Ottawa Valley are we talking about? And while you're at it, describe the tradition of fiddle competitions and dances that sprung up there that you went through in your younger years.
Yeah, so I'm from the Ottawa Valley, but more specifically from Pembroke, a couple hours northwest of Ottawa. And There is a strong tradition of fiddling and step dancing in the Ottawa Valley. The people that settled there came to work in the lumber camps and brought strong traditions with them and clung to them. And as they shared them with each other, the resulting mix of styles that came about is what we now call the Ottawa Valley style.
Right.
And, you know, when my parents were young, it was house parties and dances at local dance halls every Saturday night. The tradition's still strong, but things have changed. In place of some of those dances, you'll find competitions nowadays, especially in the summer months, but also still a lot of fiddle clubs and community type events that have that type of tradition that the community carries with them.
You tell a great story about how your dad asked you to watch how the old-time fiddlers did it when they wanted to fill up the dance floor. That's the grit that fiddlers always talk about, right?
I think so. You know, like as a young player, you're trying to get better, and so you're listening to your teacher talk about having great tone and intonation, and sometimes I think it's easy to get, you know, obsessed with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my dad's point was, you know, you can play really nice, pretty notes and do what your teachers are telling you, but when you get up and play, no one's dancing. Why is that? You know? And that was a great lesson. And being a dancer, I danced before I played the fiddle. I should have realized that. It's about the groove, you know? It's about making people want to get out of their seats. But I think there's so much to think about when you're learning a new instrument that sometimes the most obvious things are the things that you need to get reminded about.
Do you have the opportunity to share the benefit of your knowledge with new players now?
Yeah, I used to teach private lessons, but because we tour so much now, I don't do that. But we do a lot of workshops, a lot of music camps, that kind of thing. And I love that end of it, just being able to share with like-minded fiddle enthusiasts and give back as well.
Yeah. Are you a fan of guys like T-Bone Burnett, for example, who I think can do amazing justice to raw recordings? Or maybe what I should ask is, how do you approach the challenges of creating a stripped-back recording like the new part?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point and question. You know, yes, I love what T-Bone Burnett does, but, you know, in our band, we listen to a lot of old field recordings where, you know, the music is raw and scratchy.
Like Alan Lomax stuff.
Yeah, and rare stuff, and we're lucky because we talk about that on stage and fans will come up and give us copies of stuff that they have, that they've been passed to themselves, and we come across some great stuff that way. But it is a challenge to sort of have the music be contemporary and relevant. I mean, the music's timeless, but when you're trying to put together something that is stripped back, it's just a trio, we want to sound like us, but we also want to pay respect to the tunes and the traditions where all of this music came from. We just try to be really mindful of it and listen to a lot, because I think that informs what we do more than anything.
You got your Celt in the Twist, and we have April Virch on the line to talk about her new album, The New Part, which is a slice of classic Americana, bluegrass, and even global influences more far-flung. She'll be in Vancouver March 16th at the Orpheum Annex for Celtic Fest Vancouver. For tickets and details, go straight to CelticFestVancouver.com. April, I'm especially interested in the links between Scandinavian folkloric and Celtic. You have a tune on The New Part, the closer, actually, that you adapted from a Swedish jam session. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, it's called Polska from Kumla. And of course, you know, when we travel around and explore other folk traditions, certain things always stick out and attract you to it. And the Scandinavian music, the Polska, that thing that's in three but feels so differently depending on which part of the country you're in, where you place the beat, was really fascinating to us. And we decided to try and learn one of those tunes and arrange it so that it would still sound Scandinavian, but something that we could pull off, not being from there. And, you know, we started playing it live before we ever went into the studio for quite a while. And it's one of the first things that people respond to when they come up to us after the show. Where did that Polska? Tell me more about the Polska, you know?
Just hypothetically, can you ever see yourself going the other direction just for shits and giggles, you know? I mean, by that I mean something wildly future-leaning with programming and electronics and that kind of stuff?
I would never say never, but I have to say that I really love what we do, and if I ended up loving that, I would definitely try it. But 10 albums, 15 years of touring full-time, to me is that people expect you to reinvent yourself. What's new about this album? What are you doing now that you didn't do before? And that's a challenge to me, because when you're really passionate about what you're doing and you love it, I don't see why you would change it, you know? Obviously you want to keep growing and evolving, and if that became a part of how I did that, then fine. But as of right now, my heart really lies with that stuff that pays tribute to those old field recordings.
That's beautiful. Keep on keeping on, April. Thanks for your time. And maybe rosin up your bow and take us home with something from the new part. What would you like our listeners to hear from the new album?
Well, a lot of great stuff, and we're proud of it all, but I think just because we've been talking about some of those ties and the different traditions coming together, there's a medley of two tunes that we call Midnight Wheeler. It's Midnight Serenade, which has a bunch of different titles, but it's from the old-time American tradition, and then a Métis tune written by Andy DeJarlis called The Stern Wheeler.
my true love sick and I can't go. I can't hold the wheel, train on the island, headed for the west. Me and my gal, we fell out, it might be for the best. I can't hold the wheel. Train on the island, headed for the west. Run and tell my true love, the one I love the best.
Wasn't she? Because her playing and her personality just as fresh as a day in spring. You're listening to Celta in a Twist. More Celtic coming up for you. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Irish superstar Tommy Tiernan blasts into Canada with his all-new show Out of the Whirlwind, presented by Just for Laughs.
Irish funerals used to be the best of crack. One of the wildest days of your life. If you weren't the dead person inside in the box.
Profound, dark, yet silly and uplifting. Don't miss Tommy Tiernan at the Vogue Theatre April 22nd. Tickets on sale now at the Vogue box office. For details, check Metro News or go to hahaha.com/Tommy.
Thank you.
thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calico Pirate Communications. Our producer is Calcoat. We are going to go out on Halla Halla by Frigg. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Communications.